Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Catherine Gregg might plead guilty. The girlfriend of James Whitey Bulger is considering the guilty plea in connection with the charge that she helped the alleged gangster from South Boston evade capture for more than 16 years. Bulger and Gregg were captured last June in Santa Monica, California. She's being held without bail at a Plymouth County jail. She's scheduled to stand trial in May on a single count of conspiracy to harbor a fugitive. To talk about the case and the latest developments, WBUR's David Boeri joins us. David, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
So the word is this would not be any kind of plea bargain.
I can't imagine that it is going to be a plea bargain. And the reason has been clear from the start. First of all, Catherine Gregg has made clear that she was not going to cooperate. She's done that in by both words and actions. Of course, she got a lawyer, Kevin Reddington, and right at the beginning of this, it was clear by his choice that there wasn't going to be any kind of plea deal. Kevin Reddington, Sharon, has a tattoo on his shoulder that says, "Never represent an informant." Does that in Spanish. So his position is pretty clear. When you get him, you are not going to be making plea deals with the government.
Has the government even been trying to get her to cooperate?
The government has been pressuring her. First of all, the government went out of its way to make sure that she was held without bail on this charge of harboring a fugitive. They made a case to a judge in a political case, and the judge didn't show particular courage in responding, that she was both a risk of flight and a danger to the community. Kevin Reddington made it clear that those two standards, the government's argument failed on those two. I mean, you have to understand that Catherine Gregg is not Bonnie to Whitey's Clyde. She was not a partner in the Bulger mob. She's not charged with that. Her testimony, if she were to agree to testify against him, would not help in the criminal prosecution of Bulger. She went on the road with him, and it's pretty clear she didn't ask a lot of questions as opposed to what kind of prescriptions do I need to get and what kind of vegetables would you prefer when she goes to the store. I mean, Kevin Weeks, who was Bulger's associate, made clear to me that whenever he talked to Bulger about business, she was sitting on a bench somewhere and they were walking a long way away from her.
So why would she want to plead guilty?
At most, she can get a sentence of 5 years if convicted of harboring a fugitive. 5 years. Well, she has no criminal history, which would probably indicate for most people maybe a 3-year sentence. She's already been behind bars for one, so now you've got a difference of about 2 years. There's nothing to be gained. The government has tried to put its boot on her neck by threatening further charges, and as we said earlier, she's being held without bail since her arrest. She has not responded. She has made it clear that she will be the martyr. She's not going to give up Jim Bulger. When you look at all the opportunities she clearly had to walk away from him during those 16 years in which she was enabling him when he was sick and somewhat of a recluse in the apartment, she's going out. She goes to the drugstore to get the medications, all that. She had the ability to leave. She never did. And as her attorney, Kevin Reddington, said in court, her only crime was to be in love with this man. And it seems like that's what's driven her toward this. There's nothing to be gained, the government perhaps is now realizing, by going any farther. She's not going to give them anything unless Bulger himself instructs her to. And so you're looking at a very expensive trial, and what do you get at the end of it? She is valuable to them. Catherine Gregg is valuable for one reason only. She's the one that can close the narrative on this case. Where were they those many years? Who helped them? Did anybody from the Bulger family help? Did any former friends help? did, more importantly, did the federal government, anybody in the FBI, the federal government, help his being a fugitive? She can answer those questions, but those answers don't go to the prosecution of him for the murders.
Thank you, David. WBUR's David Boeri on news that Catherine Gregg, James Whitey Bulger's girlfriend, is considering pleading guilty to a charge of helping the alleged gangster evade capture. This is 90.9 WBUR.